A longtime Massachusetts-based company has big expansion plans. Big Y Foods announced a $35 million project Friday to double the size of its distribution center in Springfield and create 32 new full-time jobs. The new 425,000-square-foot warehouse, roughly the size of 10 football fields, will provide the capacity for the company to build 20 new supermarkets in the region over the next two decades, according to Big Y President Charles DeMore.
An expansion like this really sets us up not only for the growth that we've had, but for the growth that we're going to have in the future. And it's a very, very auspicious day.
Big Y's distribution center, adjacent to the company's corporate offices on Roosevelt Avenue in East Springfield, was built in 1995 and is bursting at the seams, according to DeMore.
In the summertime, when we're getting produce from all of the local farms, I don't know where they put it, to be honest with you. It's just chaos in here. So that's why, you know, we really do need, we need an expansion like this to be able to service our stores and provide product in the freshest way that we can.
He said Big Y looked at other locations, but in the end decided to expand on the property it owns in Springfield.
Springfield is our home, so we wanted to make every effort to be able to stay here and kind of leverage what we already have.
Another plus for the Springfield site, said DeMore, is access to nearby Interstate 291 and the Massachusetts Turnpike.
We cover a pretty broad geographic territory now, and this is pretty nicely centrally located for us.
With 70 stores, Big Y is the fourth largest supermarket chain in New England. The company also operates Fresh Acres Market stores that stock organic, natural, and gourmet foods, the Table and Vine wine and liquor stores, and Big Y Express gas and convenience stores. At a press conference announcing the warehouse expansion project, Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno thanked Big Y for its continued confidence in the city.
It's job creation, but it also sends a resounding message about the city of Springfield, that we are open for business. We put out the welcome mat not only to bring in the new, but the respect, the well-established that have been here through thick and thin.
Big Y's announcement comes on the heels of news that Massachusetts Mutual Life Insurance Company plans to add 1,500 jobs at its Springfield headquarters. Chief Development Officer Kevin Kennedy said talks between the city and Big Y about the plans to expand the distribution center began last summer. He said negotiations are continuing over a possible property tax abatement known as tax increment financing, or a TIF.
The general form that any of these TIF agreements take is the employer still pays the base tax that exists, and any of the new investment is generally TIFed over a certain period of years, whether it's 5 or 10 years, and you gradually build up to full taxation. And a certain amount of it gets deferred to help the company make the investment. And in this case, $35 or $40 million is a great investment on the part of Big Y.
Kennedy said the permitting process for the construction has started with city agencies. Big Y said it hopes to complete the project over the next 18 months. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.